Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Lola with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the digital driver's license anti-fraud technology is being described as a cheap coding trick. Cybersecurity experts are warning state government messaging around verifying digital driver's licenses, making it easier for people to fake their identities. A Mornington bar announced it would no longer accept digital IDs due to the number of fakes being presented. Experts are calling on state governments to upgrade their digital driver's license apps to meet international security standards.
Queensland demands GST reform as state faces years in the red. Queensland's LNP government has demanded a bigger slice of the GST pie as its first budget forecast defects until at least the next state election. Premier David Crisafulli said a $2.3 billion cut to Queensland's GST allocation from the Commonwealth was a significant kick in the pants. For the state's budget and a significant driver towards the state's $8.6 billion defect in 2025-26. The Commonwealth Grants Commission's GST allocation will leave Queensland with the lowest ever share of GST, largely due to the state's coal royalties introduced by the former Labor government in 2022, which had reduced its call on the GST pool to cover the provision of services across the state. In national news, PM Anthony Albanese has been labelled vindictive and nasty following his slash to the coalition staff budget in the federal election defect. Opposition leader Susan Ley has outlined how many coalition seats are secure for the next term, and it's not looking good for the Liberals. Traditionally, 21% of staff is allocated to LNP, with Albanese supposedly bringing this down to just 17%, which losing 20 shadow ministerial staff. Nationals leader David Littleproud told ABC Radio he would discuss the decision respectfully with Albanese this week.
Australia's eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant has addressed the National Press Club to discuss online harms faced by children in the upcoming implementation of teen social media ban. Inman-Grant's speech was titled Swimming Between the Digital Flags, Helping Young Australians Navigate Social Media's Dangerous Currents. At times, she leaned into the metaphor, let's make sure the flags are up and the lifeguards are on duty and the rips are clearly marked, because when it comes to keeping our children safer online, we all have a role to play, she said. In international news, it is a big win for protesters in Venice after Amazon founder and multi-billionaire Jeff Bezos has decided to move his wedding. Protests began after Bezos and his fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, planned to turn a popular central nightlife area in Venice into a private event for the couple's wedding. Tommaso Caccari, the leader of No Space for Bezos campaign, has called the news a great victory for us. The group vowed to make the event a nightmare for attendees, with protests planned over Venice's canals, bridges, and narrow streets. The wedding will now take place between Thursday and Saturday at a new location surrounded by water and impossible for protesters to reach. Between 200 and 250 VIP guests are expected to attend.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a low chance of rain. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with the expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in a moderate band. That's all for your 9am news. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.